Welcome to day 126. We are up to Perek Tes Mishneh Hey, continuing on the topic of Kila'e Begadim, Kila'im when it comes to clothing, namely Shatnez, mixtures of wool and linen together. So it says Mishneh Hey, Mochrei Kesus. When it comes to sellers of clothing, Mochrin Kedarkan, they can sell in their usual way. So what does that mean? So back then, sellers would often try on their own clothing, not buyers. The sellers would try on the clothing in order to model it to potential buyers, to show them what it might look like on a person. So imagine you are a shopkeeper and you have clothing that is made out of shatnez, made out of wool and linen. You're Jewish, you're not allowed to wear that clothing. Says the Mishnah, you can still be mocher it kedarkan. You can sell it as you normally would, which includes trying it on in order to showcase it to potential buyers. That is so long as you don't have intent to wear it during the hotter days to protect you from the sun, or during the rainier days to protect you from the rain. Meaning to say that as long as you don't have intent to wear it as normal clothing, right? Normal clothing protects us from the elements. As long as you don't intend to wear it as people normally wear clothing, then it's totally fine. And in this case, you're not wearing it for that purpose. You're only wearing it to try it on, to show others what it might look like, and therefore that would be totally fine. Now, this should immediately sound off alarm bells, because we learned back in Mishnah Beis, we learned something that seems to totally contradict this. We learned back then that if someone wants to wear clothing in order to avoid some sort of illegal tax, we said that you're not wearing it for the purpose of wearing clothing, you're simply wearing it to avoid that tax. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to do that. That is usur. It doesn't matter that you don't intend to wear it as normal clothing, you're still wearing it, and that would be a problem. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to say that when you don't intend to wear it as clothing, it's fine. So the Mefarshim points out, the Bar Tanura says very explicitly, yes, there is a machlokas, there's a disagreement between the Tanaim of these Mishnayos. The author, so to say, or the Tana of that second Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, seems to hold of the opinion of davar she'ena miskaven, something that is not intended, is usur, is still prohibited. You don't intend to wear the clothing, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're still wearing it, and therefore it would be a problem. But our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, would disagree. And that Tana would say that no, davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, something that is not intended is allowed. You don't intend to wear shatnez in this case. You're just modeling it for potential buyers, and therefore it would be allowed. And we actually paskin like this second opinion, that a davar she'ena miskaven in this case is mutter, something that is not intended, therefore is allowed. Now Mishnah does conclude, v'hatznuim mashpilim b'makil. Tznuim, people who wanted to be particularly meticulous in the observance of mitzvos, they would put it onto a stick. They would basically, they put it onto perhaps a hanger on a stick, and they would hold that stick right next to themselves and almost like drape it over their shoulders, but it wouldn't actually touch them, in order to show buyers what it might look like, but it wouldn't really be directly on them. So if you wanted to be extra careful, that's what you might do, but letter of the law, you'd be allowed to try on that clothing. Along similar lines, says Mishnah Vav, Tofrei Kesus, Tofrin Kedarkan. People who would weave garments, tailors, would be allowed to sew as they normally would. And that means that you're allowed to drape the garment over your shoulder while you are sewing, or you can put it on your lap while you're sewing. Even though it's shatnez, even though it's wool and linen together, you're allowed to make it, you're not allowed to wear it. In this case, even though it's draped over you or it's on your lap, and that would normally be a problem, here, just like last Mishnah, you don't intend it, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So the Mishnah says, Bilvach, Lois Kavn Bechavn Neacham, the same thing. So long as you don't intend for that, you don't intend during the hotter days to wear it to protect you from the sun, or Vagashamim Neachshamim, or for the during the rainy days to protect you from the rain. So again, as long as you don't intend it, it's allowed to drape over you, not a problem, because a Davar She'ena Miskaven, something that is not intended, is okay. And again, the Mishnah concludes, v'hatznuim, but those who are particularly meticulous in the observance of mitzvos, tofrim ba'aretz, they would make sure that the garment would be on the floor, would be on the ground while they're sewing the rest, so that it wouldn't drape over them. But still, letter of the law, you would be allowed to, according to this Mishnah. And as the Bar Tanura points out, v'chein halacha, that is how we paskin. We will continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.